Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Klaus Samachis, and we're learning Simon Tess, which deals with the concept of Mitzvah Svichus Kavona. An interesting application of the concept of Mitzvah Svichus Kavona, one of the primary sugyas for Mitzvah Svichus Kavona is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches and Chav Tess. And over there, the sugya is mashma, that the concept of what's known as Kavonas Shemeya and Mashmiya, that when I'm doing Shemeya Ka'ayna, I'm being mitzvah with Kiddush, with Kriyas Megillah, anything of that sort, where it's a mitzvah of Dibur, and I'm being mitzvah somebody else with the mitzvah of Dibur. Tkiya Shofar, I'm being mitzvah, the Baal Tkiya is being mitzvah the Dibur with Tkiya Shofar. So the Gemara says you require Tkadas Shemeya Umashmiya, that the one who's making the sound has to have in mind to be mitzvah the other individual. And the one who's listening has to have in mind to be Yotze. The simple reading of the Gemara, according to many Rishonim, is this is tied into the concept of Mitzvah Svichus Kavona. There is a pshat in the Rashba which says not like that, but the Ran goes with this approach that the concept of Kavona Shemeya or Mashmiya is tied into Mitzvah Svichus Kavona. The Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Gimel, and again in Hilchos Kiddush, and I think in the Siman Reish I involve, says there's a requirement of Kavana Shremeya Umashmiya. Both parties have to have Kavana, because you pass the Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. So the reason why I have to have Kavana to be Moitzi you, and you have to have Kavana to be Yotze, is rooted in the concept of Mitzvah Shechus Kavana. It's not a unique din in Shremeya Ka'ona. The Shremeya Ka'ona only works for that I can transfer my thought to you, or my deeper to you, because I plan to transfer it and you plan to accept it, which is the way the Rashba understands. But no, it's the Dibur is a Dibur and the Shemiya is a Shemiya. Shemiya Karina is automatic. So why do I have to have Kavona? I heard. Well, because Mr. Sikhu's Kavona. The Shulchan Aruch Rav therefore says the following. A person, we paskin that Sirius Oimer Bisman Hazeh is the Rabbonon. Tosis in Menachos says that the mitzvah of Sirius Omer Deraisa requires that we have the Hakrobas Karban Omer. Nowadays we do not have the Karban Omer, so the sphere which comes with it is not Deraisa. It's a Drabana. The Magen Avraham says by Drabanas we pass the mitzvahs and Tzrichas Kavana, which means that Shemeya Kavana will work even without Kavana. So we have the following scenario. The Chazan gets up for Sirius Omer and he says the Bracha. And then he says, "Hayom yom echad ba'omer lo omer." So I heard him count the night. Shemeya Ka'ona, it's like I counted. So how can I count afterwards with a bracha? I already was yotze the mitzvah. If you hold the mitzvah, tzrichas kavana, even by the rabbanon, I wasn't yotze. I didn't have kavana to be yotze with him. If you hold mitzvah by the rabbanon, mitzvahs do not need kavana. And the whole reason why you need kavana to be yotze with Shemeya Ka'ona is because of Mitzvah Svichus Kavona, so it should follow by a drabonon. As long as I hear it, I'm yotze the mitzvah, even though I have no intent to be yotze with the dibur of the one who's speaking. So I have no intent to be yotze with the chazan, but I'm yotze anyway, whether I like it or not. So he suggests a person should have explicit kavona not to be yotze with the counting of the chazan in order to avoid this question. Other poskim suggest, since it's standard that people count for themselves, and everybody's going to be making a bracha afterwards, it's almost as if there's an explicit kavana, because it's obvious that is what you want to do. So therefore, it's like you have kavana not to be yotze with the chazan. But this is all starting with the starting point that by drabonons we do not need kavana, and the whole concept of kavana is based on Mitzvah Svichus Kavona. This is, the Vilna Gaon says, flips this around and says, Shulchan Aruch says that by brachas I have to have kavana to be yotze you, you have to have kavana to be yotze. Brachas are drabonon, with the exception of brachas Torah and brachas Amasa. All brachas are drabonon. So according to the opinion of the Radvaz that the Magen Avraham quotes, that by drabonons you do not need kavana. And the Beis Yosef says that the reason why you have kavana by Shemeya and Mashmiya is because of Mitzvah Svichus Kavona. Why do I have to have kavana to be yotze with your bracha? It must be that the Shulchan Aruch paskens not like the Magen Avraham, Not like the Radvaz, and even by Drabonans, we hold mitzvahs shichas kavana, even by Drabonans, so therefore, brachas, which are Drabonan, only work with kavana. So that's why you need kavana shemeya mashmiya. That's the Vilna Gaon's raya. That the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like the Magen Avraham, and even by the Rabbanans, mitzvah shichas kavana. The same thing is true by Kiddush, Friday night. The Magen Avraham himself is one who says that Kiddush, you get to Kiddush deraisa with davening Shemoneh Esrei, right? The Kiddush which you say on the Kriyas is the Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to have kavana to be yotze with the person who's saying Kiddush, and he has to have kavana to be mitzvah you. It's a Rabbanan. Why do you need kavana? So again, you see that either Kiddush is deraisa, not like the Magen Avraham, or even if Kiddush is Rabbanan, you need, there is a din of mitzvah kavana by the Rabbanans. See, either way, we have this point. Krieger asked this as a question on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that Kiddush is Rabbanan, and the Magen Avraham says that by the Rabbanans you do not need kavana. Why do you need kavana by Kiddush to be might see somebody else with Kiddush? It should happen automatically, even without kavana. So going back to the concept of Shemei Ka'ina, just to wrap it up, so a person has to have kavana by Shemei Ka'ina. This is predicated on the concept of mitzvah shichas kavana, and this is true whether it's a deraisa or drabanan. Then that's the opinion of the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch, and Gregory asks it as a question on the Magen Avraham, that we see that there's kavana shemeya mashmiya. Have a good day.